An echo of the past has been rumbling through the U.S. Capitol. War bonds may be coming back.
Hollywood's most famous movie stars leave the film capital to help the government sell war bonds. Irene Dunne, Ronald Coleman, Hedy Lamarr, Greer Garson, all part of a contingent of some 50 screen celebrities giving their time and talents to aid the national war effort.
The last war bonds were issued in the Second World War. But yesterday, the House unanimously passed a bill authorizing the Treasury Department to issue special bonds to pay for relief operations and the fight against terrorism. The Senate has already approved an almost identical measure. Ironically, the U.S. Treasury isn't exactly endorsing the idea. One official said it would make more sense for people to give their money to charity. House members pushing war bonds said the move was symbolically important, a constructive way for Americans to take part in the country's campaign against terrorism. No one knows whether the public has much of an appetite for war bonds these days. But if the president signs the bill into law, we can be sure the next advertising campaign for war bonds will be very different from the last one, when people like Jim Jordan, as Fibber McGee, got into the act on NBC Radio.
We are putting on a drive to sell defense bonds and stamps.
Oh, swell. I got a great slogan for you.
You have? What is it?
Wouldn't you like to hit Hitler? Muss Mussolini and Nip-a-Nip-a-Nees.